mastering the art of being human may or may not be appealing to many people, because many people in the spiritual community think that they need to go leave the body, follow the astral realms, be in, live in other dimensions, worship ascended masters and guardian angels and all this stuff. And they need to get the message that they are the ascending masters, that there are no others except them, that they are the first ones to do this in this way in the biology, that this is the new ascended masters that they are becoming. The others that have ascended before you cannot tell you what you're doing because they haven't done this one yet. We're the first ones to do it. So this is not a really out there process, and it's a very practical process. And for the other end of people who are all about abundance and am I going to have enough and what's my new car going to be and all that, we're not into that either, because that is just simply mundane. That is not really what this is about. So we're not at either end of the spectrum. We're somewhere in the middle where this is about you becoming the ascended master, the divine human, the creator of your own life and experience by integrating your human, your soul, and your spirit into one individuated form as a human being. And in that, everything else will fall into place. You don't need to change your DNA, and you don't need a process to heal you, and you don't need to leave your body, and you don't need to work on abundance, because when you have become that divine being that you are, your energy, your frequency will bring about the changes and the creation of everything you envision.